Hey, how you doing? It's me again, your friendly stranger, stranger than fiction, Johnny Wizard, coming to you through this broadcast to firstly extend a great big thank you out to all the great patriots of this planet that have been helping America kill the Nazi vermin Bushite. You know, these individuals that, as they've so confessed now, murder people because they're in the age range of 15 to 55. Do they ask the 15-year-old boys whether they have birth certificates? Nah. At the same time, they tell us they're fighting for democracy and freedom. Disciples of the very, for real, Antichrist. Bush committed 9/11, okay? Who gets in our way to have Bush arrested, tried, and executed for that offense? Who stands in our way? Who is it? Okay, we can say, forget it, you know, if it happens, then he's put into prison. We'll go through the trial process to decide whether he's executed. But he does immediately need to be arrested for committing 9/11. Him and Rumsfeld, Condoleezza Rice. You know, fuck, I don't want to walk through all the evidence. You got to be fucking completely dead to this world to not be aware of what's going on here. He used no evidence against Bin Laden. It was a complete faith initiative on his part to fool you as the sleepwalker. You have to wake up, man. He used no evidence. He said, one of his quotes, you know, we don't need any evidence. We know he's guilty. And then, as he did, he just refused to support police inquiries into completing investigations that were halted. Not only immediately after 9/11, but before also. Because, hey, we found out, too, that he had the whole thing prepared beforehand. Okay, Jim McLueshki at MSNBC. They took it, now it's off their webpage, you know. But it still happened. Jim, why don't you come forward and talk to us? I mean, this is the process that needs to take place. We got to kick Art Bell off his show. He's not strong enough as an American to stand there and allow Americans to speak freely. He's got to use his position of authority and power to hang up on anybody who says something relevant and critically important to soldiers that continue to die unrepresented politically. You know, it's shit being a Bushite. You know, there are very few true Bushite enemies, but they do exist. You know, those that advocate the torture of completely innocent people. I mean, you should be, as an American, loading your gun and hunting those fuckers down, because in America, it's against the law to torture people. And understanding American law, you see, Bush hasn't changed this law yet, right? But understanding American law, if you torture somebody and they die, you're executed for that criminal offense. That's what the law is. Now, Bush says he wants law, and he's not going to argue against it, just like Hitler didn't either, right? Says he's against torture, but we know that these people are being tortured to death, and they're saying, hey, I can't be arrested. Look at how they walk away. And look, do Americans gun it down and kill it? They don't even recognize it. Like, they don't even recognize their own children. All people of the world, listen to me. It has been recently discovered that the CDC, Center for Disease Control in the United States of America, the Federal Drug Administration, the FDA in America, discovered that they've been poisoning their children with inoculations that cause brain damage in at least one out of 250 children that receive these shots. They've been giving these shots to children across America. They don't even recognize a value in protecting their own children. You know, they think of it as their neighbor's kid. Who cares about your neighbor's kid? You know, there's a big problem. Because guess what? The CDC and the FDA, instead of doing what they're publicly paid for to protect, namely the citizenry, decided to formulate a top-secret strategy as a way to avoid accountability when it comes to those who were and still are responsible for continuing their program against still undefended American children in God's America. You know, I am a man. I'm the son of man. I was there at the beginning of creation. I can essentially tell you how everything works. There's no secrets here. That's the miracle. That's the amazing thing. I say things that are really, really simple, and a lot of people have a very difficult time with it because you're not used to using your minds to think for yourselves. You're used to being trained by the television. Okay? CBC people count on you believing that they're just like you. Do you have a news crew that are paid full-time wages to try to investigate what's going on in this place? Do you have an international phone system hooked up to the earth where you can get hugely relevant national priority news items to your desk requiring your decision making on what you believe is the highest of priorities? War is the highest of priorities. CBC is not covering the war. They don't care that Zakari is a Bushite. And that's what the news agency sells as a reflection of your image. That they give you an excuse to say, oh, yeah, well, you know, hey, if I believe in what they're selling, I don't have any responsibilities. And look how easy it is for me to become comfortable here. I got clean water. So Bush has denied Iraqi children water, drinking water, while Armitage openly confesses as a true, you know, this is true demon behavior. You know, he confesses openly. He tells you he stole the money for himself in Negroponte, emergency water provision money, to punish Iraqi children. Did you hear, you know, we have globalresearch.ca, they quote some eyewitness testimony. Apparently, from what I understand, there is video footage of this incident. But in Fallujah, after they murdered, you know, well over, as it appears from all factual measurements, well over 200,000 people, completely innocent, right? But they played this little charade before the bombs fell. And what they said, well, we'll let the women and the children and the elderly leave. And if anybody between 15 and 55, you know, 10-year-old boy, you know, he could look 15. 75-year-old man, you know, he could be 55. Whatever. They're not asking for birth certificates here. They'll send them back in. They won't arrest them. They'll send them back in to be murdered later, as that was their intention. See? They didn't arrest them, right? It's like the Nazis in those old film footage movies, right? They didn't arrest them. Why? If you were to grab a Bushite before killing it, who was there in Fallujah, who participated in these crimes against God, and you asked it, well, why didn't you just arrest that person there? You know what the Bushite will tell you? Let's say that's a completely innocent man. And we're presently indiscriminately murdering people in his community so we can steal for the neocon God-haters who will rob from the soldier's very own grandmother back home. Left undefended.
In Fallujah, in Iraq, hundreds of men trying to flee the assault there have been turned back by U.S. troops. Our troops are simply saying most of these men are probably the terrorists out there. All they're doing is putting down their guns. They just want to get out, flee, and then they'll show up someplace else. Our troops are right. But they are allowing women and children and the elderly to leave. As a matter of fact, they're turning back just the males aged 15 to 55. They're going to keep them contained in the city until they get this done.
Now, to the 5,750,000,000 plus of us, that voice you just heard is this fucking demon monster who gets to broadcast across America telling Americans how great it is to sacrifice their children for the demon Antichrist. Him and his fucking bullshit, George Norrie and Art Bell. Fucking enemies of us all! You know, they, you got open lines. Yeah, but you can't say anything disparaging about Bush. And you see how he plays. You know, he'll put the critic of the Bush administration once or twice a year. Make it like, you can't silence the voices of American patriot warriors because, fuck, we own guns, you fuck. You know, he doesn't want anybody to say on his program that General Ahmad funded Muhammad Atta. And then he goes on to tell you how great it is that all American soldiers think it right to murder helpless, defenseless women and children. You know, that little Nazi fuck that just told you about how great it was to murder all these innocent people indiscriminately? You know all those old ladies and the women that they said you could go on your way? They ended up murdering them too. He doesn't want to tell you that part. fuck, they get off on that, eh? They say, oh yeah, great, we get to see all these people they murdered, fucking helpless women, helpless children, the elderly they're murdering. I beg you, on behalf of God, when you see the Bushite, I beg you, please, kill it. You know, George Norrie, he's talking about killing millions and millions and millions of people, and people go, oh, well, we're free to say whatever we want here. I beg you, when you see the Bushite, you kill it. The Bushite knows Bush committed 9/11. There's no fucking alternative. Bin Laden did it. How did he do it? They don't tell you, because there's no evidence. That's Bush's strategy. Again, I beg all the people of the world, all people, please, help me. They're killing people for fucking nothing, man. You take your gun and you kill the Bushite, okay? They're torturing innocent people to death. Bush says he's against torture. Kill Willy Brandt. It's against the law to torture people. Kill it. I beg you, kill it. I beg you, I plead on behalf of myself and God, please. And when you speak more to the Bushite, they'll tell you they're out there murdering innocent people. They are cowards who don't even wear an American flag. They desecrate my American flag. Who, I ask you, my listening friend, who in Russia, who in China, who in all the European countries combined wouldn't, if you had a gun in your hand, kill those who you knew, as they would tell you to your face, will tell you that, sure, they drop cluster dud landmines all throughout residential school districts to indiscriminately murder humanity. They drop napalm, mustard gas, so fucking what? Hey, CBC's not going to cover it, buddy. And if you do not deny this monster an opportunity to continue, he will, or it will, I should say, and deny more innocent people their freedoms, their lives, their liberties, for no other crime that they can articulate but to say that they're innocent and likely honorable. They will stand up and defend the Iraqi people, because the Iraqi people are the real people. Bushite Nazi whores can't even string together sentences well. All they use is shit and fuck. That's all they ever say. They don't have any other strength. That's as strong as they get. Well, they drop bombs. That makes them all so brave. You'd fucking kill it, I'm telling you. You would, if you knew it. You're sitting there. Bushite comes back from Iraq. He tells you he stole all the stuff from this innocent family slaughtered. And look at all the cash he was able to bring back home to show off to other people. It's causing so much suffering and sorrow for all of America presently. You know, some guy's going to come and steal your money. He's going to murder your family. He's going to claim you're a completely innocent person. If anything, he'll say, you've been cheated. Politically speaking, you're not even being represented fairly through the political process of which they claim, as your enemy, to be helping you get closer to. They're there to help you, and then he just kills your family, says, you know, don't get too fucking smart with it. And people die because they say you don't have the manhood. And the Bushite tells you how proud they are to have been a part of these crimes against God. It can't be that dumb without being a fucking enemy to us all. We got we got several hundred billion dollars we're going to track down. And we got to, I'm telling you, American brothers and sisters, we have to be prepared to kill those who stand in our way from the paperwork. We want to find out where the money went. It's your fucking money. Be a man. Okay, so now, what's the plan? Okay, plan. We can do this. You know, don't be so freaked out. What are some of the ultimate goals of my administration? Well, I'll tell you. The first thing is a new acquaintance with the function of law to protect ourselves as a society, and everybody included. You know, instead of going to war against the nation, let's go after the individuals who are responsible for so blamed atrocities. You could have arrested Saddam. What's your evidence? There's no fucking evidence. Anybody who makes a capital allegation against another individual without any evidence is executed. It's your fucking guy. Every time. That's Hammurabi's number one law. It's got to be taught in all American schools, okay? Like, that's the beginning of civilization, when you realize, oh yeah, He's using no evidence. He can't be forming his own conclusions. He's bullshitting you, fuck. Or he's fucking deranged, suffering from fucking some mental illness. You know, we want to exercise our authority in the best intention always. And that's how we improve ourselves. That's how the wheel was invented. You know, that's how progress is made, through improvements by reason, by design, by institution. But we got problems. The FDA, they're reversed. So much of America is not directed anymore to defending America. And, you know, people take this argument and then they go down that trail. They go, yeah, but they've been dishonest before. What does that mean, that you can't instigate a change for the better now? How many Americans have to be sacrificed before it's admitted, with all the embarrassments included, that America was tricked, lied to, by the demon Antichrist, or just George W. Bush, Mr. Evil, or whatever you fucking want to call him, man? You know, that's the problem. Is people don't want to face such horror. And I'm telling you, that's fuck your least of the worries, man. You know, what you got to do is take a supporting position on behalf of those who tried to communicate to America that Bush was misrepresenting the facts. He was misrepresenting their intelligence. You know, we have this memo position. Thank God, you know, Bush is as evil as he is. Being that way convinces us almost on a routine basis now that all he wants is us to arrest him, fuck, for Christ's sake. He tells us that it's the furthest thing from the truth to suggest that he purposefully misrepresented America's intelligence regarding this completely unnecessary war to sacrifice America's sons and daughters for at the financial profit of his warmongering neocon partners, who, you know, are enemies of everyone. He says, yeah, that's the furthest thing from the truth. And yet, we have the National Intelligence Estimate. Again, you know, this is, again, our suffering. You know, people will debate this issue, but they won't talk about the National Intelligence Estimate. Why? Because as soon as you address it, that's it. It's over for Bush. Or you fucking sacrifice an element of yourself. So people, instead of standing up for America, they go, yeah, I guess I'll slave for Bush. Even his critics. Look, we have the National Intelligence Estimate. They censored that information. They rewrote critical sentences. He's fucking guilty. There you go. He fixed the intelligence. That's what he did. He told you, you can't look at it. You know, just like Cheney. You know, the last day, one of his quotes, geez, I wish, I'll get it for you guys. But I remember Cheney was on Tim Russert, and he said something along the lines that it was such a top secret position that Americans should never be allowed to know that they knew all the weapons had been destroyed years ago. You know, Saddam's guy who was running the show gave him all the paperwork. Says that if America ever found out about that, it would jeopardize someone's security. Whose security is that, American? Are you going to take a position like those that do regarding the National Intelligence Estimate to go, well, if Cheney lied to us right from the start, shouldn't he be arrested also? I mean, the evidence that's coming out against him now is, you know, I guess it's a little bit comic bookish. Like, it's so surreal that people go, well, this is just a, you know, just an act of fiction, and I can easily put this book down and go on to something more pleasant. But you can't. That's the trouble. This history will remain for as long as civilization survives, I guess. But, you know, Cheney on, apparently, you know, you have to look. I don't have all the details on the evidence, but some fairly reputable people are trying to bring this information forward to the American public. But On 9/11, Cheney is underground in a top secret bunker, screwing around with NORAD, having them believe that the terrorist strike could have been just the drill he had planned and let them know of. Okay, they weren't sure whether this was for real, and he was doing this under the White House. You know, fuck, arrest the fucker, man. You know, that information has been made public nationally now. Everybody knows of this, okay? So, again, it's recognizing who is in the opposition. Okay, you have the irrationals. They don't have debates. They don't have discussions. It's like Rush Limbaugh. The reason he never takes anybody's calls is because he'd be fucking destroyed in like 2 minutes. He's a fucking enemy of American soldiers. He's sending them out to die, rooting them on. Yeah, go for it. Kill all those innocent people and get sacrificed in that process. Because that's the only way the neocon can steal more money. See? Where's Rush Limbaugh getting his cash from? He's exercising his free will in a free marketplace of his ideas. He's going to get more cash. That's what you're there for, right, American? Ask Bill Frist. You know, Bill Frist is asked by, was it Eli Lilly? You know, don't let Americans stop us from poisoning their children. Apparently Eli Lilly have no children for themselves. I don't know. Maybe that's what it is, you know. They're like, they go to these satanic meetings that the Bush administration followers go to. What is it, every couple years? I mean, this is insane. You know, you go, this Johnny Wizard, he's crazy. No, they actually, Bohemian Grove, they go out to these satanic rituals. They're celebrating a cult of death. God, can't be true, man. They're fucking all part of this fucking cult out of Yale. You go, yeah, well, it's just, they're just pranking. Nah, man. They're fucking sacrificing your life, thinking they're all so clever. You know, again, this is a really, like, I want national discussion on this, because I know a lot of people are having a tremendously difficult time understanding Bush's willful contempt for humanity, his positions he is consciously aware of. The 9/11 thing he had planned, and his own fucking John Hancock. You know? His fucking, his name is on the presidential directive strategy, top secret stuff, man. The military was already moving over there. But again, there it is again, you know? Don't be fearful, but you have to recognize, you know, a large percentage of people don't give a fuck about nothing. They're just, they'll go wherever you tell them to. They can't formulate their own free thinking. They just can't do it. You tell them and they go, yeah, it's just your opinion, and off they go. You know, they don't really care. A lot of people don't fucking care. But guess what? They rarely, if never, get in our way from instigating change. If we can get to a position of communication where others who do feel a responsibility to live life to our bestest work to bring about those betterments that improve the life and quality of all people concerned, even those that fucking couldn't care less. You know, the people who couldn't care less, their faith, their blind faith is that we will succeed, actually. But they don't have the effort to go, you know, any say anything about it. They won't even give me a fucking couple bucks, man. You know, I hate to ask people for money, but, you know, times are tough. I want to offer rewards. Like, we have to arrest Alawi. He indiscriminately murdered people in Samarra for no reason articulated whatsoever. Those are the crimes that need to be dealt with to the best of our ability to destroy that kind of behavior. Does require to set an example. And Alawi is our fucking guy, man. We had over 100 political groups in Samarra all get together. They said, look, come into the city, you can do whatever you want, steal all our money. You know, you just don't have to indiscriminately bomb the city and murder people all over the place. You get us angry and have us shoot back at you. A whole bunch of people fall down dead for nothing. You know, just come into the city, whatever way you want. You know, you don't have to kill anybody, though. You don't have to shoot anybody. Over 100 groups were saying this. There's no other faction available. You know, wait, is there a bad guy in the city? Do you have some evidence, you know? The Bushite can't think that far. They're automatists to the fucking end, most of them. That's why you have to fucking kill them if they get in our way. right? But the thing is how we ordered the bombing of the city anyway. And that was because, well, there I have my own theory as to why he continued to fight against reason. But that's just a continual thing, right? It was Zakari, like it all emanates and is propagated by Bush itself, the demon antichrist, evil personified, because the war has no cause. There's no reason to kill anybody because you had complete 100% access. Everything Bush says he's trying to bring about in a new Iraq as an improvement could have better been done without killing anybody. You don't have to kill people indiscriminately. You know, if you have complete 100% access and you can exercise the authority of which we all share through rules of law, you could say, well, look, this guy committed this crime. Here's our evidence, and let's try this guy. Let's try that guy. That's the world that I want to bring about. Now, it's difficult because if there is true free communications, there's a large segment of our society who won't care, and then there's a percentage of those people also. They just can't. They don't have the intellectual capacity. They don't understand. It goes like even with the General Mahmoud Ahmad now, alongside the Cheney and the prior plan, the military movie, like it's all there. There's nothing else to the story. It all fits together like a, you know, what other way is there? But to challenge their deliberate lies, like the way Bush lies to you, you cannot truly believe he believes himself what he's saying. You know, he's bringing freedom to Iraq. Well, huh? You stole all their fucking cash, you asshole. Fucking, he bombs the fucking, all the public institutions. Why, Bush? You fuck. You say you're bringing freedom to them. You little fucking Nazi puke. Fucking thinks we're not listening. He thinks, yeah, well, you know, he'll be fucking marketed, and we'll fucking buy the product without fucking thought for anybody but himself as our leader.